Hello and welcome back to the Hillside Ventures podcast. My name is John Hart and today I'm here with Carlo Morano. He is a two-semester analyst starting in the ed tech vertical, which is now human development, before moving on to sustainability. He has served as the website lead last semester and the begin lead this semester, managing the organization of all of our deal flow. And Carlo, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Good to be here, John.
I wanted to just kind of hear your perspective being a returning analyst to the fund and kind of just hear what you'll carry away from Hillside as you move forward in your professional career. So I guess starting off, my first question for you is, what made you want to first join Hillside?
Good question. So when I was a freshman, obviously my major is finance. So I wanted to be more involved in like the business school and get more like experience without having like an actual internship so far. So I found out about it my freshman year. A little late to like apply because you had to take the class at that time. So then in my fall semester of my, or maybe the spring semester of my sophomore year, I ended up taking the class to join the Hillside thing. And I actually found it really interesting. So I went ahead with the application, had a little help with some friends that were in it. They told me about like what to focus on in like the interview process and pretty much just like what is going to help you stand out as a candidate. And I ended up doing well on that, got into Hillside. And so, yeah, here I am now.
Wow, that's awesome. Being in Hillside, I know you've had a lot of experience on different deals and projects. So kind of looking back on your time at Hillside as a whole, what would you say your favorite like deal or project or experience was? Like, what do you feel most proud of?
I would say last semester I didn't really get super far into like deal flow because obviously EdTech was a little saturated, had a little bit of trouble sourcing. But this semester, once I switched to sustainability, definitely, you know, the deal flow came right to me, I guess, a lot easier. And there's this one company that I moved to the memo stage. It was called Gob Earth. And essentially they create like these mycelium, which is like the root of like a mushroom based like headphones or earplugs, I meant, that like, you know, drain out the sound if you're at a concert or anything. And it was really cool, like moving beyond just a founder call, which obviously I'd done those in the past, but like moving beyond that into like presenting to the board, seeing the feedback you get, and then from there trying to kick it into high gear and go into a memo stage. So I would say that's probably the one I'm most proud of because I led it along with Zainab, another analyst of ours. And it was just really cool seeing like, you know, something that you saw from the beginning and you saw all the cool, like positive aspects of the deal. And then seeing that also backed up by the board's reaction to it. So kind of like, you know, solidified your original thinking on the deal. And so that was cool.
That's awesome. I mean, it's no secret that in any sort of like VC environment, sourcing is without a doubt, like the hardest part. So I totally understand like you talking about like the struggles that you felt, especially in the ed tech realm at the time. But kind of looking back on that experience, how do you think that shaped your confidence or skill set as an analyst as you kind of grew through the hardships of sourcing?
Yeah, I think from the beginning, like when you first get into the fund, it is a little bit daunting, like just being here and like, you know, you see all these like companies that you're like looking online and you're like, oh, is this a good fit? Is this a bad fit? And like, even if it's a great idea, like the company itself and the founders behind it might be shady. So as you go throughout, you know, your time in Hillside, you just get a vibe for like being able to read people and being able to read the company. And so you get a little more confident in that. And I think like, again, like as time goes on, but just more exposure you have and the more deals you listen to, the more founder calls you sit in on, and also like the more feedback you get from presenting to the class, they're going to point out stuff that you didn't notice. And that kind of just opens your eyes for the next time you go around and like look at a company. So I would say like now that I'm leaving Hillside, I definitely, just looking back on when I started, like way more confident in like, you know, my own conviction. Like if I like the company, I'm pretty, you know, I guess less blindsided than when I first came in. And I just have a better idea when it comes to like feeling out companies now.
That's awesome. Kind of comparing your earlier time in Hillside to now, like what challenges or I guess frustrations did you face when it came to sourcing or like evaluating deals? And how do you feel that you saw Hillside evolve in its both like analysis and process? Like workflow stages?
Yeah. So I would say, like, again, like, I started in ed tech, or the former ed tech, last semester, which, like I said before, like, it's a little bit saturated and it was a little hard to find deal flow. So just in general, that was kind of tough, just being in there. And, like, also, I wasn't exactly passionate about, like, ed tech. So that kind of made it a little bit less motivating to, like, try and get into sourcing. Mm-hmm. So just the quality of deals and sustainability have been better for me. But also, too, like, once you kind of, like, expand your mind outside of, like, for me, I was pretty much focusing almost exclusively on, like, Crunchbase my first semester, and I kind of expanded that to look at more, like, different methods. Like, this semester I started looking on X, I started looking on like Y Combinator, a bunch of different, like, databases outside of just simply Crunchbase, and that kind of just opened your horizons a lot. So I would say that was cool. Also, again, I think last semester we had a different type of, like, one pager format and, like, mm-hmm. quick screen format, and so I think we updated that this semester. So in terms of, like, how Hillside has evolved, those processes have definitely improved, and that kind of made, like, just better feedback come through. And also, too, like, even this semester, too, a lot of the new analysts were really, really, I guess, involved in when it came to, like, feedback. Mm-hmm. So just the more people that you can get to speak, as new as they are, just really helps when you're sourcing, and it helps you, like, kind of decide what's a good deal and not.
What about the expansion of the verticals in a way? How do you think that's played a role in sourcing and stuff like that? Specifically, like, I mean, not just specifically, but I guess the most can be seen in human development, which was formerly ed tech.
I think it just goes to show that, like, you know, even though, like, it was started a couple of years ago, I think four years now or 5 years, you know, it's always moving and breathing because, like, trends are changing, obviously. Mm-hmm. And back then, 2020, you know, ed tech was huge because there was a lot of, like, room for like virtual learning and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so now that that's kind of subsided, I think, you know, Hillside is definitely living and breathing, and now we're kind of pivoting as, you know, the tides change.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And then also, too, just as we have more people rotate in and out of the fund, everybody's bringing in new ideas of how to improve the fund. And that's just, like, you can easily see it when you look back at how things were done in the past and how they're done now.
Yeah, it's cool to hear how it's, like, changing with the world in a way. Looking at Hillside as a whole, I guess, like, within the fund, how well do you think Hillside kind of aims to foster a sense of community and mentorship and just general collaboration across all the verticals and cohorts of it?
I would say pretty well. I mean, when I first came in, I knew a couple people just from my involvement in, like, the business school and different clubs. But, you know, as you work throughout your like, your vertical and stuff, you're going to be exposed to new people that you didn't know before, and you pretty much have to work with them. Otherwise, you're not going to get anything done.
Yeah.
And through that, I mean, you get to meet people, and they're all, you know, there to help you throughout, and you're there to help them. So you do get to get pretty close with them. Additionally, like, you know, we do a couple, like, social events throughout the semester, like Greg's party, which happened last week. And also there was one time we went bowling that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get to meet people, and that's also cool because then from there, as, like you said, like, fostering the sense of community. Like, now I know people who are in my classes that, like, you know, I wouldn't know before. And, like, you know, some people I see are, like, going to, like, the same companies. So that helps a lot. And just, you know, you get a lot of connections that, you know, right now I may not even use a lot, like, all of them, but down the line, like, I know so many people and they go so many different places, and, you know, you get a lot of exposure to different, you know, aspects of business. So that will help me throughout my career.
Yeah. Looking at the kind of diversity element of Hillside between students of all ages and all majors and backgrounds, how do you think that plays a role in building a stronger team culture within Hillside and Hillside's verticals?
I think it helps a lot because, I mean, even, like, when you're working on a deal, like, you could totally just miss a lot of stuff because you're just not paying attention to these blind spots, and just having the different perspectives. You know, people come from different backgrounds, different interests, and just from different experiences that they've had. And from there, you know, they have a different perspective on a deal. Like, they may know more than you, or, you know, they may bring up a brand new thought that you never even thought of that could totally change how you're going to go about working on the deal. So I think it's just, like, extremely helpful so that we're not just, like, I guess, having tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, they bring in the different perspectives that, like, might help you when it comes to like preparing for the board's perspective, and just help you in that regard.
That's awesome. As you now go to this next professional stage in your life, what elements of Hillside that have kind of shaped you into who you are professionally do you think you're going to bring forward with you?
I would say probably just in general, getting thrown into the mix. Mm. I mean, when you first start, you don't really know much, but you're kind of expected to just like take initiative. And that's clearly no different than like any work environment. Like they're not going to expect you to, you know, obviously you're being trained from the beginning, but like they're not going to expect you to like totally, you know, go super lax. Like they want you to get into the weeds and learn through failure. So I would say that definitely learned a lot about how to take initiative. And also you learn that like if you want something done, like you pretty much have to get it done. Like you can't wait on anybody else. And also everything is what you make of it. Like if you're in Hillside, I don't want to say you can get away with slacking off, but like you definitely, like what you get out of Hillside is exactly what you put in. So if you don't put a lot into it, you're not going to get a lot from it. And so I think that clearly translates to like the meritocracy of like business. Like if you want a raise or if you want a better position, you have to show and prove your worth. Mm-hmm. And so just seeing that through Hillside will definitely help me as I'm in my career.
Exactly. And at least in my experience in Hillside, seeing that kind of collective effort towards a shared goal definitely plays a role in, allowing students within the fund to really push themselves and work at their utmost capacity. So I totally see that. Finally, I guess, if you were to meet an analyst coming into the fund right now, right, for this upcoming semester, what was like a piece of advice you'd give them to succeed and make the most of their time here? I mean, I know you just hinted on the fact of like getting out, you get out kind of what you put in, but like what else would you say to an analyst coming in that is kind of new, like I was this first semester, to the whole, not just Hillside as a whole, but the VC realm in general?
Yeah, I would say just take risks. Obviously, like, you know, not crazy risks, but like you definitely want to like get in there and like get your hands dirty, get on as many deals as you can. Even if the deal, like sometimes like you can tell from the beginning that a deal isn't really that good. But, you know, just present it to the class, like get as much exposure and as much experience and repetitions in that. This way, when it does come to like you present to the board, you're totally prepared and you're not, you know, working on the little stuff that should have been fixed out by now. And so, get your hands dirty, get involved. And also too, like if you see anything that like you could improve or whatever, totally just like bring it up. Like being silent and not, you know, implementing an idea you have isn't going to help anyone. So even if you're afraid of like the feedback, like everybody here is here to help you. So we want you to speak up and we want you to get involved. So definitely just do as much as you can, because, you know, the two semesters is going to fly by and you can see like, you could be halfway through a semester and like the idea you already thought to implement like isn't going to get implemented unless you do it. So you have to just, you know, do it as quick as possible and just don't worry about the feedback, I guess.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Carlo.
Yeah, of course, John.
That has been this episode of the Hillside Ventures podcast. I look forward to our next one and see you guys soon.
Yeah, thank you.